Good morning, everyone. In about 15 minutes, we will gavel in the confirmation hearing for Ash Carter to be Secretary of Defense. I have a number of questions for him, including what I believe has been an inappropriate classification of some information that's important for us to be able to have oversight of our military. I also want to inquire his opinion about the notion that we would shut down and cut off funding to the Department of Homeland Security at this particular moment in light of the international crisis we have with the barbarians that call themselves ISIS. Later today, we will have the first hearing of the Aging Committee, where I serve as ranking member. Senator Collins is the chairman. We will be working together today to show the problems that occur when family members inappropriately take control of the elderly's finances and lives in order to enrich themselves and scrimp on care for their family members. This is a problem, and we will have a number of witnesses and a prosecutor from Seattle, Washington, who has done a lot of work in this area of elder abuse. It, I think, will be a very important hearing, and it will be streamed live, so Missourians can watch if they are interested. If they want the information, they can go to our website, which is mccaskill.senate.gov. I was disappointed yesterday when we did not get an opportunity to vote on a clean funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security. The Republicans are now in charge of Congress. They control what we debate and when we debate it. We have obviously, any opportunity they would like for us to bring up immigration policy in this country. And we can debate it, and we can amend it, and we can do what we did before, which was pass a bipartisan bill. It wasn't perfect, but with a dozen or more Republican votes, we were able to pass a good border security bill that made sure that people went to the back of the line that had broken the rules and paid strong penalties for that. Instead of the House debating that bill that we passed in the Senate, they have refused. And instead, they want to try to score political points in regards to the president's immigration policies. Let's get the clean bill on Homeland Security passed because of what it means to our country, especially with the fight against ISIS. And then let's go and debate immigration policy. I'm happy to do that and happy to take votes on that. But to try to hold funding for the Department of Homeland Security hostage at a moment when most countries in the world are banding together to show a unified signal to ISIS that we will fight them and we will go after them, while other countries are increasing their budgets and showing great support for Homeland Security, in our country, the Republicans are threatening to shut it down. I think that's a mixed message that our country can't afford right now, and I'm hopeful that Mitch McConnell will realize this and give us an opportunity to vote on a clean Homeland Security funding bill. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Senator, it's Jim Dewey from WTAD. Senator Blunt sent us all an email yesterday calling on Senate Democrats to stop blocking legislation that would fully fund the Department of Homeland Security, saying that you can't fund anything if you don't debate it. He's blaming Democrats. You're blaming Republicans. Where does it really lie?
Well, here's where the problem is. They took the Homeland Security bill, the funding for it, and they added extraneous things into it about immigration policy. Things that that many of which I completely disagree with, some of which I might agree with. But the point is, we should not take a funding bill for a vital part of government and try to put political riders on it. And maybe they would have an excuse to do this if this was the old Congress, when they weren't in charge. But they're in charge now. No one is saying we won't debate immigration policy. We're just saying don't hold the Department of Homeland Security hostage in order to do it. I don't understand why we don't put the clean bill up, let us vote on it, and then they can move to a bill on immigration reform. And the best way to get away from the notion that the president is in control is to pass a bill for us to do our work and change the law. And I think we should do that. But I don't think we should mix the two because it sends a mixed message, frankly, to our enemies around the world about our willingness and our willpower and our discipline about supporting homeland security, especially at this crucial moment.
With that in mind, Senator, how far would you be willing to go to fight ISIS? Could you see boots on the ground, American soldiers?
Well, I think we have to be thoughtful about how we do this, but absolutely all options must be on the ground. Must be on the table. Every single option must be on the table. And it is really important that we are strategic, that we have a unified front. And frankly, with the barbaric acts of ISIS, we are getting that unified front because countries around the world, people of all persuasions and all religions, are united at the horrific conduct of this terrorist organization. So we can't go to war without thinking how we would do the war and making sure it works, because this is not a traditional enemy. This isn't a foreign nation with uniforms, you know, putting brigades on the ground. These are one-off terrorist acts, and I think we have to continue to remain strategic. I'm confident with the briefings I've received and with the intelligence that we know about that we are doing a very good job of isolating them and thwarting their progress in Iraq. That doesn't mean we don't have more work to do, but every option should be on the table.
Senator Jim Howard from St. Louis Public Radio. I understand that the Department of Homeland Security has the Coast Guard. I guess I need to identify that as a potential conflict of interest for me. My son's in the Coast Guard, but I'm interested in the questions that you want to put to Secretary of Defense Designee Carter as to the funding of DHS, considering they're two different departments. What are you looking for there?
Well, the interesting thing is the Coast Guard does not come under the Department of Defense. It rather comes under the Department of Homeland Security. So your son there's murky waters ahead if we do not get a clean funding bill from in order to vote on. I mean, the notion that you're going to fund the Coast Guard in fits and starts, people need to understand we have an ice cutter that's incredibly important to our economy. It's important to our security and safety. The building of this ice cutter, we only have really two fully operational ice cutters in the Coast Guard. Russia, just to compare, I think has 26. So the notion that we have to stop contracting on this new ice cutter because of the desire of Ted Cruz and the Tea Party to take a punch at the president on immigration is, I think, really problematic. So the funding for the Coast Guard is embedded in this Homeland Security bill, and that's one of the most essential reasons we need to get it across the finish line.
Yeah, I understand that, and I just, like I said, stating my conflict, I don't tend to cover Coast Guard issues if I can avoid it. My question is, the relationship, well, it's just an ethical issue, that's why I identified it, but I'm interested in, you said at the beginning of this, if I heard correctly, and I got into the call late, my apologies, you were going to ask Secretary of Defense Designee Carter questions about the funding bill, the issue of funding DHS, and what I'm looking for is what you see as the relationship between DOD and DHS and the focus of your questions there.
Well, certainly the Coast Guard is part of that, but also part of that is cybersecurity. The Homeland Security has a portfolio of that, and obviously that is something that is incredibly important in our fight against the terrorists. It also has border security, very important in terms of our fight against the terrorists and making sure we can track, and airport security. TSA workers would not be paid. They would have to work on an emergency basis, and it would obviously have an impact on morale. Border security, the Coast Guard, cybersecurity, and airport security, I would say those are all four areas that would make us incredibly vulnerable to terrorists.
Thanks. Senator Brian Kelly at KMOX. I see where some Democrats are talking about not attending the Benjamin Netanyahu speech, and I see where even Joe Biden apparently hasn't committed to it. Your thoughts on that? Will you attend the speech, and what about Democrats who may not attend?
Well, I don't know whether I'll attend or not, but I am bitterly disappointed that for the first time that I can recall, Speaker Boehner is trying to use Netanyahu in a partisan way. And I think the way the ambassador from Israel handled this, Ron Dermer, and the way Netanyahu has handled this is problematic, because the support for Israel is bipartisan. We have never made this a Democratic or a Republican issue. It has never been a D or R. It has always been bipartisan. And so the notion that this occurred the way it occurred I'm very disappointed. Now, I haven't decided whether I'll go or not, but my support for Israel is unwavering. I care deeply about Israel, and as our most important ally in the Middle East and perhaps in the world, and a country that deserves our respect and our complete support, and the notion that Boehner would pull them into a partisan fight and they would allow themselves to be pulled into a partisan fight, I think is extremely disappointing, and I hope the people of Israel realize it.
Are you concerned about how, if you don't attend, that might play both internationally and here in Missouri?
I think the people in Missouri know how much I support Israel, and I think they're sick of all the partisan game playing, too. Anybody else? Okay, I've got to go for Gavel in for the confirmation hearing for the Secretary of Defense. Thank you all.